The Gondoliers' Costumes. Giuseppe and Marco, the Palmieri brothers, are gondoliers and are dressed accordingly. Giuseppe, sung by Mark Nathan, baritone, is slightly taller with lighter hair. Marco, sung by tenor William Morgan, is stockier and has dark wavy hair. They wear cream canvas, full-fronted, bell-bottomed trousers, which are ankle-length. Their white linen shirts have baggy sleeves, and they wear wide-lapelled waistcoats with horizontal stripes in red, Marco, and blue, Giuseppe. In addition, they have short light blue jackets and straw boaters with navy bands and ribbons. Their black shoes have gold buckles. In Act 2, Marco and Giuseppe are half gondoliers and half hussars. The right side of Giuseppe and the left side of Marco are dressed as hussars, wearing half the scarlet jacket and the shoulder-worn, ermine-trimmed pelisse of the hussar uniform, complete with ornate braid and frogging. Both wear embroidered dark knee breeches on one leg, and each has a golden-red sword belt with diagonal strap and one black knee-high boot with spurs. Their other legs have white stockings, and their buckled gondolier shoes, and they still wear half their gondolier waistcoats. They each have a red and gold cummerbund. Men's Chorus, Gondoliers. The 15 gentlemen of the chorus are all dressed as gondoliers like Marco and Giuseppe. Their costumes are identical, apart from the fact that they don't have the light blue jackets. Antonio, sung by baritone Arthur Bruce, Francesco by tenor Ossian Wynne-Bowen, and Giorgio, played by Oscar McCarthy, are more prominent among the group of gondoliers and dress in a similar fashion. Ladies' Chorus, Contadine. The opening music of the opera introduces us to the contadine, a group of country girls who are making floral decorations from red and white roses in preparation for the moment when brothers Marco and Giuseppe Palmieri, the two principal gondoliers, will choose their brides. The girls are all dressed in a variation of the same design made up in different shades, mostly assorted pastel pinks and blues. The effect is very pretty and sugary sweet, in keeping with the atmosphere of Victorian sentiment pervading the whole opera. The contadine all wear a basic white chemise with puffy sleeves, caught up around the elbow. Stays, i.e. corsets, in assorted colours are tied at the front, with brighter coloured laces crisscrossing over a V-shaped central panel. Skirts have three layers, first an ankle-length petticoat, then a slightly shorter overskirt with a frilly edging, and finally a polonaise, a further layer of material draped around the hips and caught up at either side of the front and back. White stockings and ivory satin court shoes complete the picture. All wear wigs, slightly powdered, and for the wedding add saucer-shaped hats trimmed with flowers and worn at a jaunty angle. Janetta and Tessa. The two principal contadine who are chosen to become the wives of Marco and Giuseppe respectively are Janetta, sung by soprano Ellie Lochan, and Tessa, sung by mezzo-soprano Seanad Gwen Davies. They're dressed exactly like the chorus ladies, but with lots more decoration. Their skirts have extra frills and flowers, and flimsy little silver aprons are added on top. Janetta's stays are pale pink with red laces, and her skirt is mainly lemon yellow. Her polonaise of blue and white vertically striped material is caught up by large pink bows. Tessa's stays are pale blue with navy laces. Her rose pink skirt is topped with a cream polonaise, also caught up by large pink bows. Janetta is slim and slightly taller than Tessa, but aside from the different colours of their dresses, there's not much else to tell them apart. Both wear similar slightly powdered wigs and ivory shoes and white stockings like all the other girls. For their wedding, they too complete their outfits with pert little saucer-shaped hats, decorated with flowers, and both carry small bouquets of roses. For their arrival in Barataria in Act 2, both girls have donned a fringed, waist-length silk velvet cape. Janetta's is rose pink and Tessa's pale blue. Fiametta, sung by soprano Zoe Drummond, Vittoria, sung by mezzo-soprano Flora MacDonald, and Julia, sung by mezzo-soprano Grace Maria Wayne, have small solo roles, but are dressed exactly like the rest of the contadine. The Duke of Plazzatoro is sung by Richard Suett, baritone. He's of medium height with slightly thinning hair. In Act 1, he wears a dishevelled, broken-down naval uniform of moleskin breeches, blue velvet coat with diagonal sash and red cummerbund. There are patches on his knees and elbows, and he only has one epaulette, the other being substituted by a silver hairbrush. His bicorn hat has some corks hanging from it and a tatty old feather stuck in it. His boots, too, have seen better days, and he carries a curly walking stick reminiscent of Harry Lauder's. In Act Two, he wears the same uniform but in new, pristine condition. He's resplendent in his naval uniform of ivory breeches, royal blue coat, trimmed with gold braid and fine gold epaulettes, red cummerbund and gold sash. Even his black hat is new, with a new feather and entirely lacking dangling corks. His knee-high boots are black. He carries his hat under his arm and has a fine cane. The Duchess of Plaza Toro is a role played by Yvonne Howard, mezzo-soprano. She's tall and her high hairstyle adds to this effect so that she's taller than her husband. The most notable feature of her dress is the immense width of her skirt, spread over 3-metre-wide panniers. She stands in the middle of a structure on wheels to support it, so that her appearance is comical from the start, and the wheels can be seen and heard as they trundle about. She makes a grand entrance from a gondola in the canal, but needs some help to disembark and climb the steps to the piazza. In Act One, in common with her husband the Duke, she's wearing dirty, broken-down clothes, showing that they've fallen on hard times. Looking rather like a decrepit, upholstered chair, she wears dirty beige stays and chemise on her top half, and her vast skirt has a base of dirty brown hessian, with tiers of cream material on top, gathered in swags and decorated with bows. Through her wiry grey wig sails a shabby gondola. In Act Two, she's transformed, her tatty dress now like a lavishly decorated wedding cake. The main material is ivory brocade, with a pattern of gold dragons, while golden metallic silk frills, ruffles and bows add luxury. Gold fringes adorn each tier, and her petticoat is of silk chiffon, with gold lurex thread. The gondola sailing through her white powdered wig is smartly painted in black and gold, and on her feet are white shoes. Casilda, daughter of the Duke and Duchess of Plaza Toro. Casilda is sung by soprano Katrina Hewitson, who's of medium height. In Act One, Casilda wears a low-necked gown of black brocade with a silver floral pattern. The skirt is draped over panniers of a much more modest size than her mother's. Her dark hair, dressed in ringlets, is topped with a tiny tiara, and she wears a pearl necklace and earrings. Her left eye is covered by a black eye patch, and she carries a fan. Her clothes look down at heel, but she still maintains her regal bearing. In Act Two, Casilda has a new gown, similar in general style to the previous one, but much more eye-catching and impressive. The skirt of pale blue net is supported by panniers, and the stays are of metallic silver organza. Panels of this material, studded round the edges, extend downwards over the skirt at the back and sides, suggestive of armour plating, and also form pointed panels on either side of the centre front. The sleeves, tight-fitting from wrist to elbow, are sculpted into a fantastic shape above the elbow, rather like two small Chinese lanterns placed one above the other. This merges into an extended shoulder line, stiffened with plastic wire, which is quite architectural in design. Casilda now wears her black eye patch over her right eye and has a new, larger, sparkly tiara. Luiz is the drummer to the Duke of Plaza Toro. Luiz, sung by baritone Dan Shelvey, is a striking figure because of his height of well over 6 foot. In Act One, he wears a long taupe suede coat with a very full skirt. It has brown frogging on the front and large dark brown lapels, pocket flaps and turned back cuffs. Beneath the coat, he has a double-breasted grey waistcoat and grey moleskin knee-length breeches tucked into black leather boots. He's clean-shaven with shoulder-length brown hair, over which he wears a black velvet tricorn hat. He has a tenor drum, slung by a leather strap diagonally across his body. He carries 2 wooden drumsticks, which he applies to the drum with great enthusiasm at every opportunity. When he first appears in Act Two, he's still wearing his long suede coat, until the moment when his true identity is disclosed, and 2 gondolieri whip off the coat to reveal his Prince Charming outfit. Much more in keeping with his new status, it comprises close-fitting ivory breeches, tucked into shiny black boots and an ivory Duchess satin military tailcoat lined with gold, which has lots of gold applique on the shoulders, front and large cuffs. His long hair is now neatly tied back. Don Alhambra del Bolero, the Grand Inquisitor of Spain, is sung by baritone Ben McAteer. He's an imposing, broad-shouldered man, attired in black from head to toe. He wears a shiny leather doublet over a protruding belly, with silver buttons down the front and silver studs along the lower edge. His voluminous black velvet trunk hose are caught in just below the knee, showing off his stockings and velvet shoes with silver buckles. At his neck he has a large white ruff, and his sleeves are finished off at the wrists with mini ruffs. His black knee-length cape has a lining of black shot with burgundy. He has a neat moustache and sideburns and a pointed beard. His black hair is cropped very short and covered by a shiny black skullcap and a tall black velvet hat with small turned-up brim. He has a silver chain and carries a long silver-topped black cane. The words love and hate can be seen tattooed across his knuckles. Inez, the king's foster mother, is sung by mezzo-soprano Cheryl Forbes. She's small with very long grey-white hair and is dressed in blacks and silvers. Her long, rather shapeless dress of a rubber fabric has many layers and sparkles with lurex threads. Her sleeves are particularly long and stretchy. She wears several silver necklaces and a black cape, and her headdress is fashioned from tambourines.